Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So if the federal government can get into the self-importance game, we want you to as well.
My name is Shoshana, and I am a mom and homemaker in Massachusetts, and I am entirely irreplaceable.
And entirely unpaid as well. Poor moms, man. What are moms to do? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE to judge whether you're essential or not. A government shutdown, if it happens, who's to blame? Here's a listener.
Hi, this is Andrew from Cambridge. I just think that this argument over the government shutdown shouldn't be blamed on one person or one party or another. It should just be taken care of as soon as possible.
Weigh in yourself by calling 8778-MY-TAKE. There's gold in them, our budget cuts.
Gold fever. No romp and rolling, girl and fellow stuff can cure the gold.
You know, if acting doesn't work out for Clint Eastwood, the singing thing actually just might. gold is through the roof. It's been trading above $1,400 an ounce.
Yeah.
I remember when
$1,458 or something.
It was $38 an ounce when I was in high school.
Wow.
That was back before Bretton Woods. Before Louise Story, I'm sure, was born, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So what is the importance of tracking gold? Obviously, it's been a refuge sort of currency investment for thousands of years. But in this particular environment where there are questions about the dollar, where there's the rise of China, gold is having a particularly interesting spike. What's going on here?
Well, it is because can you think of anywhere safer? I mean, as you talk to people, and it's interesting how this goes right across Main Street and Wall Street, because as I talk to regular people or hear from readers, and as I talk to traders on Wall Street, they all seem to say, well, where is safer than gold? You know, so people really feel scared that you can't trust the dollar, that the dollar is going to weaken if we have inflation here in the U.S. You can't necessarily trust government bonds because here, even in the U.S., we have so much government debt. Who knows what's going to happen with that? We could have a government shutdown. It's not much better over in Europe where they're doing bailouts of countries like Portugal now. So there's this feeling of what can you trust but gold? And that's why the price went up to the highest price ever yesterday. It's down a little bit this morning in Asia, but I think that it, you know, will stay on track going up for a while based on what people are saying. But even other commodities are going up and metals like silver. You know, silver is at a 30-year high. It hasn't been this high since the Hunt brothers tried to corner
right.
the silver
yeah.
market
back in the 80s.
30 years
yeah.
ago. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about who's doing this. I can sort of understand the people who, you know, are worried sort of superstitiously about everything failing. And, you know, they might put their money, you know, in a mattress or buy, you know, big chunks of gold and put it safely in the closet. But do fund managers these days, if they have, you know, $3 billion to park somewhere, do they go, you know, maybe not treasury bills today. Maybe we'll do gold today. And does that account for some of the spike?
Absolutely. You know, last week we were talking about the hedge fund managers who made the most money last year. And the number one guy, John Paulson, who made $5 billion for himself personally, his big trade for 2010 was gold. He bought a ton of it, and it's been a really good trade. You know, it's up 30% from a year ago. It's up 145% from 5 years ago, 465% from a decade ago. So this has been really good if you've been invested in it. Now, the thing is, I'm not sure it's going to be really great for the next year or two. It's starting to feel like, remember in the housing bubble when your Aunt Sue was talking about the third house she was flipping, and that was kind of the point to get out? You know, everyone's really talking about it now, so I'm not sure it's safe. But it's not just hedge funds. It's not just consumers. It's also big countries. You know, the number one buyer of gold right now is India. The number two buyer is China. Yeah, so they are also looking to gold like they traditionally have looked to government bonds, like the U.S. Treasury. It's made me wonder, as they keep buying gold, at some point, will they find it safer? Are they diversifying away somewhat from U.S. government debt? So you have big countries buying it.
So the gold interest on the part of India and China is an indication of their weariness over the dollar. And even if gold stabilizes and starts to go down, there are other indicators for the dollar and for the U.S. economy that maybe we should watch here.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the U.S. economy has had, you know, if you call this a recovery, it's a very bumpy one because every positive indicator we get seems to be followed by a more dubious indicator. You know, even in housing, people are talking about a double dip in housing. And then what's really stifling for the U.S. economy is that we've got these really high commodities prices now, you know, so oil is up, you know, over $100. Food prices are up. Cotton prices are up, too. That could be affecting clothes. You talked about that a week ago. And so it's really hard to have a recovery when the cost of just about anything you're going to buy is going to be up because, you know, oil prices feed through our whole economy. Gas tanks as well as, you know, anything you buy at the store had shipping costs. So for foreign investors thinking about investing in the U.S. dollar, they look at the weak economy and then they look at if we have inflation in the U.S., that makes the dollar less valuable because when prices go up, every single dollar buys less of that given item. And so that's the concern.
And commodities are often an inflation hedge because they have such tangible value that doesn't erode. Gold trades like a commodity and like, a sort of a treasury bill in both cases. What makes it so unique? It is an industrial commodity. It is used in certain industrial
processes. Well, it is a commodity, but it's like a currency in that also a lot of it's held and not used. You know, one of the really interesting things that I was thinking about the other day is, do you remember from your history book back in the 1930s that FDR banned private individuals from owning gold?
That's right.
Because we have all these comparisons now to the Depression. And, you know, if you remember, the Depression, you know, had some scary times, but then it just lingered in a bad period for a while. And here we are in year four of the U.S., really not getting better. The reason he banned gold was because people were hoarding it. And back then, the currencies were linked to gold. And so he banned private possession of gold. Everyone had to go turn their gold in except for jewelry because he was concerned about how it affected the whole currency market. Now, I don't think we'll see anything like that now.
Some advice. This wedding ring. Should I melt it down and put it in the college fund for the kids or should I hold on to it?
You know, I'm going to speak on behalf of your wife and tell you that your wedding ring is priceless, John. And so I don't think you should go cash it in for, you know, whatever troy ounce amount you can get for
it. All right. Louise Story, advice on gold and everything else, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks.
Thank you. Susanna, go ahead and cry.